Check out Jordan Parker's The Week's Best and Biggest on Netflix, every Friday on City News Halifax. A Knight's Tale. Before he posthumously won an Oscar for playing the Joker, Heath Ledger had an intensely playful early career. This is a little gem that always puts me in a great mood, and follows Ledger's William as a peasant squire set free when his master dies. He creates a new identity as a knight, and tries to change his life for the better. Writer-director Brian Helgeland creates a fun atmosphere and a truly enjoyable film, through and through. Ledger is characteristically fantastic, but the supporting cast has a few gems. Mark Addy is great, and Shannon Sosamon makes a great love interest. Rufus Sewell is a great villain, but it's Alan Tudyk and Paul Bettany who have the best time. A swordfight epic with a great, beating heart, this is a wonderful little movie. 4/5 stars 3 from Hell. If you loved House of 1000 Corpses or The Devil's Rejects, then you have to see this final part of the trilogy. If you hated them, though, I'd steer clear, as it's much of the same. It follows the villainous Firefly family, the chaos they've brought to the world. Following their killing spree, they're jailed for their heinous crimes. But when they get out of prison and head on the run, things become full-on insane again for them. Now icons in society, they let their murderous tendencies get the best of them again. Sherry Moon Zombie, Bill Moseley and the late Sid Haig return for this one, and writer-director Rob Zombie creates a terrifying, if incredibly unsettling, horror flick. 3.5/5 stars Moneyball. I am not a baseball fan. Not even a little bit. But Moneyball, despite being about math and a sport I can't stand, managed to enthrall me from the get-go. It follows Oakland A's manager Billy Bean and his work to use computer analysis to acquire new players on a budget. Part of the success of the film is the crackling dialogue from writers Aaron Sorkin and Steven Zaillian. They create a truly incredible screenplay. Then there's Brad Pitt, Robin Wright, a fantastic turn from Jonah Hill, the late Philip Seymour Hoffman, and Chris Pratt. The cast is incredible. It's one of those movies I had no interest in. I was dragged to it, and now I love it. 4/5 stars The Impossible. In honor of Tom Holland having a wonderful year with Spider-Man, No Way Home and Uncharted climbing the box office, here is one you might not have heard of. He co-stars in this disaster film about a tourist family caught in a tsunami in Thailand. Based on the actual 2004 Indian Ocean event, it follows them as they try to escape the chaos. Holland co-stars with Ewan McGregor and Naomi Watts in a film I find to be completely underrated. It's a harrowing piece of art I couldn't take my eyes off. 4/5 stars Love and Basketball. I can't believe I hadn't seen this movie until last week. This 2000 romantic comedy is one of the best of its ilk, and I became invested in the characters almost immediately. Quincy and Monica have been best friends since they were kids. The two basketball players soon find themselves in love, but can it withstand the difficulties and challenges of the sport? Sensitively written and directed by Gina Prince Blythewood, it's one for the ages, even if it sometimes feels dated. Sanaa Lathan and Omar Epps are fantastic here, and they're joined by Alfra Woodard, Dennis Haysbert, Regina Hall and more. I love this movie, and if you want to feel your heart warm on this cold weekend, it's perfect for you. 4/5 stars Jordan Parker's weekly film reviews can be found on his blog, Parker and the Picture Shows.